State lawmakers returned to Albany this week and have just over 3 weeks to meet a self-imposed deadline to finish the state budget. As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, negotiations on a spending plan come amid growing tensions and pushback to a key proposal by Governor Andrew Cuomo to help local governments meet pension payments.
Governor Cuomo has offered a proposal known as the Pension Stabilization Plan. It would allow schools and municipalities to smooth out their pension payments over a 25-year period. They'd agree to a fixed yearly rate. It would be lower than the rate they're required to pay right now, but it would likely require them to pay more in future years if contribution rates fall due to savings from a new pension tier with lowered benefits enacted last year. Because of that, the budget watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission is urging the state controller to reject the plan. The commission's Betsy Lynam says it only pushes off the underlying problem into future years.
It's not real relief. It's just a short-term cost reduction, and it could have higher costs for them later. So, you know, at this point, instead of substituting for a real debate on meaningful local government relief, you know, it's just a pension gimmick that has a short-run gain for them. So it's not advisable for a number of different reasons.
State Controller Tom DiNapoli has said he has some concerns with Cuomo's proposal, but he has not yet issued a final judgment. The controller, since 2010, has been giving local governments the option of a 10-year borrowing plan to meet pension payments paid back with interest. Citizens Budget Commission initially opposed that plan, too, but the commission's Lynam says it's still better than what Cuomo's offering.
And they're going to be paid back over a relatively short period of time. It's a 10-year repayment cycle instead of what amounts under the governor's proposal to a 25 to 30-year repayment cycle. So from a pension funding standpoint, you want that money in your hand. You want it in the plans. You want to have those obligations fully funded when the bills come due. You don't want to do anything that messes with that equation over the long run.
Lynam says Cuomo and state lawmakers should instead get together with all the stakeholders and find some solutions to the bigger problem of financially struggling cities. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who is also the governor's chosen state Democratic Party co-chair, has also criticized the pension stabilization option. In an op-ed piece for the New York Times, she accused the governor of avoiding the reality of imminent financial collapse of major upstate cities. Mayor Miner testified in Albany at a legislative hearing on the governor's budget earlier this winter.
I said at the time that this budget proposal came out that I had more questions than answers, and that still exists today.
If the state controller ultimately rejects Cuomo's pension plan, it would face even more obstacles in the legislature. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver said in an interview this month with public radio and television that he won't back the pension option if the controller decides it's not a good plan.
If he said no, I think the courts have ruled he's the final arbiter on that issue.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo's budget office maintains that the pension stabilization plan is carefully designed to be fiscally neutral, and he says it won't jeopardize the financial health of the state's pension fund. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.